Blog Talk Radio. Check.
Howard Stern one was there?
Check. Check. Check, one, two, check,
but
check.
That's not Howard. Well,
is that because they're
it could be that they call after
you
and they...
That, you know what that is? Because that's not live. That's not a call Howard's making live on his show. He's playing a recording of someone else crank calling another show.
Yeah, okay. So if that's a loophole, can we do that?
How? Would you like to call some other show and then just play the recording of us calling that show?
Check, one, two, check, one, two. Hey, one, two, check, check.
He's just playing audio of another broadcast, so it was already broadcast.
So the difference is that they're soliciting calls, and that's what...
On the air to begin with.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection. Livecast. Whether it's Republicans or WWE superstars, everyone is worried about leaks this week. I even heard later this week Metal Injection is leaking footage of Rob being an actual journalist. Sounds like fake news to me. And now, here's the Metal Injection live. Go! This is your... This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Whether it's Republicans or WWE superstars, everyone is worried about leaks this week. I even heard later this week Metal Injection is leaking footage of Rob being an actual journalist. Sounds like fake news to me. And now, here's the Metal Injection Livecast.
What up, everybody?
What accent is that?
Faux Russian.
Like a Russian Dr. Nick.
Okay, I can see that.
Dr. Nick already sounds wrong. What is Dr. Nick supposed to be?
Like Greek, maybe? Like
yeah, some... I think Greek.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, I guess.
The Metal Injection Livecast. Thank you for listening to our 403rd episode. Wow, 403 episodes. Who would have thought? I guess last week I would have thought it.
Yeah.
And, 2 weeks ago, I guess for the last few weeks, I'm like, oh, there's going to be a 403. 404, though, probably not going to be found.
Oh. No.
804 is the one that would probably...
That was just very, very dirty joke that I think only Noah got.
Oh.
Wait, no, actually, I didn't get
it. I get
it.
No.
We all got it and glossed over it. Come on.
Wait, can you repeat it?
No.
Nope.
The joke is not found anymore. It's gone.
Yeah, I can't find it. Get it. Oh, God. I'm just so great. All right. The number to dial, 213-WIDENUT. It's our phone number. That's 213-943-3688. Mm-hmm. Metal Injection Livecast.
So it is.
And Chuck Blandington talked about some leaks. The big leak of the week.
Actually, I had a leak in my closet last night.
I had a leak in my apartment. Lots of leaks this week.
Yeah.
I missed it. What was the leak? I missed the intro.
Well, the leak was the...
Rob made a leak in his pants.
No, but that wouldn't be news.
Well, let's just hear the intro again.
No, you just played it. Well, just tell me, son of a bitch.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landon. It's Republicans or WWE superstars. Everyone is worried about leaks this week. I even heard later this week Metal Injection is leaking footage of Rob being an actual journalist.
No.
Sounds like...
That's not true.
Well, Chuck is a comedian.
Metal Injection live.
Yeah,
I'll
take him seriously.
No, but I want to talk about the page leak because it was... Very salacious.
Paige, the WWE ladies wrestler.
Superstar.
No, well, not really. Not really a superstar. Oh, that's what they call all of them, I guess.
Yeah.
I thought they called the women divas.
No, now the divas has been dropped because it was condescending. So now the women are also superstars.
Okay.
That was
not
about
even
a year.
Superstarlets?
So, yeah, right.
No, they're equal to the men. That's why.
Are they, though?
Yeah.
Well, they fight each other and have similar
No, they don't do intergender stuff.
There are women
in the main events. They put women in the main events. Now
not really pay-per-views yet.
Yeah, no, they've been in the Hell in a Cell with the
one time. You're right.
Do we have like tune-out rates, like by the quarter hour?
No, it did the main when it was on the main event of Raw, which it has been a few times. The ratings actually went up.
They've been on main events.
They do well.
of the weekly shows more than pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Interesting,
because they're actually good. They got a few of the like for 10 years they were just using lingerie models to flop around.
Yeah,
and now they actually have trained and talented and charismatic women, a few of them. Some of them are still awful.
Tori Wilson was pretty muscular, though.
She was, but she wasn't a very good wrestler at all.
What about Luna?
She was
good?
A good wrestler.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Who do you like today, Darren, out of the women?
What do you mean? Like, who's the best wrestler? Probably Charlotte, I think, I would say.
Do you? No, I meant, like, who do you enjoy watching or,
who's
like,
your favorite
root
women's
for?
Wrestler? All the good, like, Charlotte. I like Becky Lynch. I like Bayley. I like Sasha.
Okay, cool.
But there's also some awful ones still. Like Alicia Fox is still hanging around for some reason.
They don't let her wrestle.
I love Alicia.
And,
Alicia Fox.
What do you love about her? She's terrible.
I think she's a good wrestler.
And I'll just ignore that. And who's the...
Dana Brooke.
Yeah, Dana
Brooke. I don't like Dana Brooke.
Yeah.
She annoys me.
She's
Naomi,
funny, though.
Naomi's not good. She's like an acrobat.
No, I like her.
She's
good. She's decent.
Especially
she's not great.
That kick thing.
Yeah, she has some cool moves, and she could be carried to a good match.
Sneakers. Don't you feel the glow, Darren?
No.
He clearly does not. But anyway, so Paige, who for you non-wrestling fans, is actually a metalhead.
Mm-hmm.
And so is her mom. Her mom named her Soraya, which is
psoriasis.
No, it's like Slayer Tamaraya tribute. She's named after Slayer, but also her mom's wrestling name, because her mom is also a wrestler, is Soraya Knight. So I think it was a combination of the two, like a tribute to herself. And also that's what Tamaraya reacted when he heard there's a female wrestler.
Is he the baby daddy?
Well, his Christian values were shooketh this week because something happened. I guess Paige's phone was hacked. It's not exactly clear what happened, but a bunch of photos
and video
of this WWE superstar surfaced, and the videos are crazy. This is all from like a few years ago, these videos. And one of them is like she
was
in a.
Which makes me wonder, like, did she not update her phone? Did she not?
Well, it could have also been that she got hacked a few years ago, and the person is only just releasing.
Like you waited for her to get more famous,
and then she stopped getting more famous, and he said, "Fuck it,
now's the time."
She's crested.
Yeah.
Well,
that's actually one of the videos is her cresting.
She's on leave right now, right? She's not.
Yeah, she's injured.
Her pride has been injured.
Well, here's the thing, though. I think there's just like a dark net of hackers who trade these nudes of celebrities, and they just don't
What's
post
the
them publicly.
For that?
I have no idea because. But here's what I'm trying to say here.
It's on
Tor.
Tor dot tripod.
No, Tor is a browser.
Fire.
Tor is an anonymous browser. It's like You've got to really know your stuff to. Let me look up a tutorial. But it's like a tutorial. Anyway, so the reason I say this is because, like, do you remember the Fappening, which is like when all of those celebrity nude photos leaked?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I remember the Fappening, Rob?
Yes. I don't think you remember the fapping.
Sid mourns the end of the fapping.
I remember where I was when I heard the news.
Where were you,
Sid? I will not comment on that.
The fapping is when there was just like a ton of...
Was it your wedding?
Do you remember the celebrity? What were some of the celebrities, Sid?
What's her face?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, Jennifer Lawrence. What's that model? The model with the big boobs.
Kate Upton?
Yes, yeah. Kate Upton. One of the actresses that was in Mad Men. There was like a million. Most of them were pretty obscure, like Kate Bosworth, who looks like Skeletor.
Well,
put that away.
No, I think what happened...
it's Rob's fault.
What happened was, one person leaked some and then they just... this person built up a collection from trading with other people, and then he leaked all of them. Other hacker. And the way some of these hacks happen in the past is like if a person logs on to public Wi-Fi, or if they figure out their email address, they'll social engineer it, which is like they'll say forgot your password, and then sometimes on the forgot your password, if you don't have two-step authentication set up, which is it'll like text your phone, hey, someone is trying to reset your password. Is this
mm-hmm.
you? So if you don't, they'll like it just asks questions like, what elementary school did you go to?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Who was your first grade teacher? And
if
for a
famous,
celebrity,
yeah.
they've answered all of these questions. So it's very easy to hack into their email. Once you have their email, you hack into their iCloud and you reset their password and it goes to the email address, which you now have access to. Then you hack their iCloud account, and if they...
What if they don't have an iCloud account?
Or whatever it is. Well, like, this is the game that you play to, like... It's like a phishing game.
So the celebrities just shouldn't have an iCloud account.
They should have stricter password set up, yeah. So, and then that's how they find these photos and build them up.
They
like,
also shouldn't keep their nude videos on their phones.
Well, when you're traveling, like, you know, this is theoretically fapping material. Where do you...
I don't know, a hard drive externally?
It's fapping. They fap to themselves?
Well, aren't some of the videos like of her
boyfriend? Yeah, some of the videos are her pleasuring herself, like sexting her boy, like it's her with a female pleasure device, a vibrator, or a dildo. What is it? What was it, Noah?
I hate myself for admitting that I saw it, but it was a dildo in her butt.
It's research for the
in
show.
In her butt?
I only saw the 50-second clip that Rob sent me.
Oh, I didn't send anybody anything. Okay?
Oh, not you, a different Rob.
And it's
Sorry.
Weird,
There's
Rob
a lot
sent
of
you
Rob.
That link 3 days before it went public.
No, I found
he
out about
a
it.
He's a Russian hacker.
I found out about it way late. Like,
half Russian.
Just when it was been like trending on Twitter. The other thing that was crazy
you
about
you only have
this,
that Rusev Google alert.
Exactly.
he's a bear.
The crazy thing is it was so easy to find. Like, it wasn't...
It was on Twitter.
It was all over Twitter. Twitter did not... Like, there was, like, really bad moderation of it because it was all over. And, like, even to the point where if you look at one of her tweets and you scroll down the replies, people started tagging her. Like, people were such assholes about that.
Now, what would be the approach? Like you said, they screwed up the moderation of it. What would they do in the correct...
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like the WWE or someone with Paige should have like reached out to Twitter and they worked out a solution where they just mail them links to quickly kill them or
but
something. I don't know.
It's like swatting a room full of flies.
Yeah.
Like you can't really stop every single
But also
person.
You can get the information on the video, you could block anyone that tries to upload that same video because it's all the same video.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Twitter
you do
has
the digital,
to have some
right?
sort of
yeah.
like technology to do that.
They figure that
one
shit
One thing
out.
That in like one of the Twitter comments, someone wrote that she did something with the Divas belt.
Yeah.
I didn't see that video.
Someone else did something to the Divas
belt. So there are some videos. So some of them are her solo sending to her boyfriend. Some of them are her... having intercourse with her boyfriend. And then the most controversial one, her boyfriend was also a wrestler. He's been released since. Is her in a three-way with her boyfriend, and then the New Day's Xavier Woods, who is very much still on television. And the video is like her getting off her boyfriend, and then her boyfriend and Xavier Woods switching spots on the couch, like the boyfriend getting off the couch, Xavier Woods sitting on the couch, and Paige and Xavier get very intimate. Mm-hmm. And the weirdest thing about it, too, is so this is from like a wide angle.
You realize this is an uncensored podcast. Why do you have to say get very intimate? Just say what the fuck
she
you
rides
mean,
his
man.
Cock.
Okay, yeah.
On
like,
top.
Why
thank
are you,
you
being,
Darren.
Trying to be quiet
feel,
here?
Rob is trying to be respectful.
I
want to
be
me.
Respectful.
You sang I'm a admit. Fucking song about drinking your own jism. Who are you trying to protect here, man? Speak your
I
mind.
I don't
want
to be rude to Paige. You know,
she's
I,
not listening. It's fine. She's
I'm,
hiding
I,
right
I don't. You don't know.
She heard the intro of the episode, and she's like, not for me. I've never done that. I'm good this week.
What if she tuned in like 3 minutes late?
Oh, so the, weird no, thing, the weirdest thing about that video, the weirdest thing about that video for me was that it was from like a wide angle, like someone propped up her phone on like a counter or something. But then the two male wrestlers also traded a digital camera, like a photo video camera
SLR.
That they were shooting like it's a porno.
Yeah, he was getting in there like Fellini, too.
Yeah.
You see a video of him taping camera, stationary camera.
Are they doing a reality
do
show?
Shots.
Well,
I don't know. It's like I Love Lucy.
From what I
shoot
put together,
over.
I feel like Brad Maddox is the one who enjoys the videos.
He's an auteur.
Because, yeah, because in the other ones, it's also him filming, and he really, like, goes for the angles. Like, there's one.
It's Akira Kurosawa.
There's one in a freaking dressing room, which is, like, they're crazy.
Yeah, you can still hear
room.
The.
I don't know about this.
The
yeah.
audience.
So they're in the dressing room, and again, she's like.
Oh, during a show?
No. I'm sorry. In a like department store, in a clothing store dressing room, and they're having sex, and you just see him like so he's like laying down on the bench, and she's on top of him, and you and the angle is from like you see her back and his legs like that.
Okay.
And you just see his head kind of popping out to make sure the shot is good. And he's like looking at the camera.
Not even enjoying it.
So,
the framing is off!
So this the other thing is these videos came out in like over a few hours. Like, did you see the news on it? And like someone, there would be a tweet or something. And then someone else would be like, yeah, it's this. And like, I can't find a look. And it's like, you really just have to search Twitter for Paige. And it's there. Like, it was insane. Then there was one that surfaced. So when she was in NXT, which is their development territory, of her with her title, her women's title that she just won, or I don't know, just won, whatever. And
she's holding it as a cum catcher.
She's holding it as a plate,
what?
and then the guy comes on her face and the belt.
I saw only a still shot of that.
I saw a still shot of that.
There's
holding it like
very
a
short video,
like a napkin under her mouth, and the guy jizzes on her face and it drips
like
on
bib.
The belt.
And I feel like this was the one that really broke the internet and the slut shit. Like, and before that, everyone was like, I can excuse her fucking.
Yeah. But not the belt.
But to come on the belt and then someone out like they
because that's
they,
never happened
on a belt that was already derogatory towards
so,
women.
But also then someone showed a photo
no,
of her
NXT, no.
at a meet and someone with her at a meet and greet with like a child holding the women's belt, implying that like she went from getting jizzed on to this meet and greet without wiping down the
her
belt.
Her pants are still around her ankles.
Yeah, it's like. And Pete, like that's when the slut shaming I feel really got out of control because you got to figure with wrestling, the majority of the fan base probably not the most like engaged with the opposite sex.
There are
the males,
like 75% nice guys that
the
angry
white
at women are for not dating them.
And just like the coming on the belt is too far, and all I could think about was like. For all of you who think that you know who are calling her a slut,
well,
and
how
like,
many of those guys didn't jerk off that night?
Well, it wasn't just guys though; it was girls too. But
she didn't come on the belt, right?
But that she allowed that to happen, you know.
It was her belt.
Yeah, it was her women's title. So, but the thing that I like, do you think she's the first person who had the idea to come on the belt? I bet
doing
every
cocaine off of it is okay though.
Yeah, I bet every champion has come on the belt, like in celebration. Come on the belt.
Is this just something you have fan fiction about?
I just know it. And you know what's so funny? I was talking to somebody else in the know.
Was this like a hidden page on WrestlingArena.net?
No. This is a very recent conversation. I'm not going to name
I'm talking about the stories of wrestlers coming on their belts.
No, I'm just, just assuming that
the belt of the day is a new feature.
No.
There's actually a little pocket on the back of each belt where every wrestler is.
Oh, a little cum catcher.
Yeah.
You should just Photoshop jizz onto every like every wrestling belt throughout history. It could be like a web series, yeah, like a Tumblr page.
No. But
wrestling belts are jizz on them.
So yeah. I was talking to a friend recently who works within the industry, and he told me that a friend of his, who I like, this person would not make this up. A friend of his showed him a photo on that friend of his phone, and the photo is of a prominent wrestler with his dick out on the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Oh yeah.
So it's like they all. I feel like when the wrestler saw this, they were just like, oh yeah, we all do this.
She and Xavier Woods fucked, and it didn't look like he put on a condom or anything. So I feel like they probably all just like...
Oh, all of the sex seemed like... I did not see any condoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I just have a feeling that because they're in such like an insular world, they probably all fuck each other.
But also they're just like friends. It's not even like that big of a deal, I feel, you know? Like for prudes who never have sex, I feel
it's huge.
Like, it's such a, you know,
yeah.
But for these people who are always around each other and they see each other naked all the time anyway, because they're in dressing rooms.
Right. And they like, you know, wrestle with each other, which is.
Yeah.
Already
so,
they're exchanging body.
And they're the only people of the opposite sex around at all times. So it's like, obviously this is going to happen.
It's like prison.
What about Linda Garcia?
Lillian Garcia. She's no longer working.
What? Linda Garcia has a sex tape.
Linda McMahon.
Oh, more no one wants to see that.
But if you had a sex tape that leaked, we'd like to hear from you. Give us a call. 213-WIDENUT.
You're basically just talking to Mario now.
213-943-3688. El Duderino in the chat shouts. Come Bells Raba, come
Bells Raba,
come Bells Raba.
Linda McMahon and Betsy DeVos are going to have a lesbian lesbian scene coming out.
I'm not interested in that.
The friction from those two dry vaginas rubbing against each other would start a fire and burn down the Capitol.
We're going to Sparks and Hair King.
Let's get Jim Ross.
Oh, Jim Ross had a tragedy happen.
What?
She
happened?
His wife was riding a Vespa scooter and got hit by a car.
And she wasn't wearing a helmet.
How old was his wife?
I don't know, but she has a skull fracture.
Oh. Yeah, I think 50s or 60s.
I guess what he tweeted that we need a miracle. And, you know.
Yeah,
like
she's in like serious condition in the hospital.
Poor guy.
But on the positive side, she is the new vocalist for Suicide Silence.
No.
Oh.
She was that ironically just.
Wow.
She was just given that. She Ooh. Just won that spot, like 2 seconds before.
It really is a curse.
She was move off of this.
She was on the way back. She was on the way back from the successful audition.
Oh. That's why she was so excited. She forgot to put the helmet on. She got right on her. Wait, are we sure it was a Vespa scooter, not like a Rascal?
Well, he used the word Vespa. That's crazy how that band keeps losing vocalists to car accidents.
Epidemic.
Incredibly intense.
Motorcycle accident.
Really.
Listen, we didn't mention Dime Bang, okay?
Weird to have product placement in a tragedy announcement that he had to say the brand of scooter.
Right.
But it's like I'm Googling it. You know, it's just it's
he
become.
He associates the brand with the thing.
The item, yeah.
Interesting.
The marketing worked.
Did he also mention his barbecue sauce in the tweet somehow?
He did not. Come
he
on.
Said that the crack in her fracture in her skull is a great place to put the barbecue sauce.
Oh, just to fill in the gap?
Can't even enjoy my delicious ribs that I was going to eat for dinner with my barbecue sauce.
Well, you know, I'm sure even good old JR would enjoy him some Blue Apron.
Blue Apron.
Blue Apron has some incredible home cooking, and it has never been more attainable. Thanks to the lovely folks at the Blue Apron Enterprise. Because for less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers easy-to-follow seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients right to your door. It's ridiculously convenient and easy. Even I can do it, and I cannot make anything more than an omelet other than Blue Apron. No more overspending at restaurants or high-end grocery stores. With Blue Apron, you can prepare delicious, memorable meals all by yourself, for yourself, in under 40 minutes.
Yeah, and not to mention that Blue Apron has partnered with over 150 local farms and fisheries and ranchers across the U.S. to ensure that all their ingredients are of the highest quality. And because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of ingredients for your recipe, you don't have to throw anything out or you don't have to overspend at the supermarket and then throw delicious, good food away. It's delicious quality food, and you can feel good about it.
Now, Noah, would you like to hear about some of the very, very Raba-proof meals that you can get this month?
Yeah.
On Blue Apron.
I would love to.
Salmon piccata with orzo and broccoli.
Oh.
Pork chops and miso butter with bok choy and marinated apple.
I feel like these
please.
Are things. These are recipes I would never think of on my own.
Miso butter, just as a concept, sounds so good. I might just like drink a shot of it. I don't even know exactly what it is, but it just sounds like it would be.
Very
delicious.
Vegetable chili and baked sweet potatoes with crispy tortilla strips.
Mm. Crispy tortilla strip was Rob's nickname in high school.
Hey-o.
And spicy shrimp coconut curry with cabbage and rice.
Do you know which my favorite of all of these is?
All of
the
them.
Shrimp.
All of them.
Oh.
But the shrimp.
Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/livecast. You love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. It's blueapron.com/livecast. You want to go to a supermarket, wait in a line, all this crap?
Don't do it.
Processed food all day? No. Yeah. Eat some fresh food. Blue Apron, better way to cook.
And tweet us some pictures of your food before you eat it.
Yeah.
We'd like to
see
that.
Yeah, post it on our social media pages.
Yep.
When I'm not eating, I'm just thinking about what other people are eating, so you'd really help me out there.
I can back that up. So go to blueapron.com/livecast. Get your meal. Take a photo. Show Sid. He needs to see it.
Yeah.
It really is awesome.
And then think of me as you chew your food.
Don't show us your chewed food.
No.
Blue Apron is beautiful food. Let's just see it on the plate. Yeah.
No chewed food, no pooed food. We just want the food right before you start eating it. Thank you.
Food.
I wanted to talk about this Dave Mustaine quote.
Oh, boy.
Darren, I sent it to you in the chats, in the G-chats.
Dave Mustaine originally tried to sing Megadeth's A Tous Les Morts in Japanese.
Oh, my God.
And it sucked.
Audio of that?
There's no audio.
There is audio. Oh, let me read the quote first. There is audio of something, but not that. Something interesting. We tried it out in a bunch of different languages. Some were good. Some were pretty horrific. The song itself is pretty horrific. I don't know how he decided on that. I remember trying French and Spanish were easy. But we tried two other languages, German and Japanese. After trying both and having both of them fail just abysmally, we ended up sticking with French.
I feel like that failed abysmally too, though. It's like and also, can I just say, I don't believe him at all. I think this is completely full of shit. I think that song is tailor-made to have French lyrics.
Exactly. Like, why would he call it A Tous Les Morts? He said, we had the lyrics written, and then you try. So you tried it in all these different languages.
Right.
The words wouldn't fit the meter. You have to, like, redo that.
Right.
He's
lying. And that's all correct, but even more so, I just feel like it's such a pompous song. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a self-absorbed. So I feel like it has to have those French lyrics to put it over the top, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the ultimate French, the ultimate, like, douchey.
I wonder, like, how much more French Dave Mustaine speaks.
He just knows those words phonetically. He doesn't even know what they mean.
Can you imagine that Dave Mustaine trying to sing in Japanese?
I literally cannot do a Japanese because Marty Friedman's thing is Japanese. You know, like he's
was Marty Friedman no longer in the band, or was he still in the band?
He was still in the band, but you know how he like is obsessed with Japanese culture and stuff. So maybe Dave Mustaine was like, no, I want to be the better one.
So what I was gonna say is that we have Dave Mustaine singing in Spanish.
Oh boy.
Okay.
We do?
Yeah. Not French. I mean, not Japanese or German.
The hook.
Things in I listened to a different clip of this, and it, like, a different performance. And I, Rob sent it to me, and I said, this isn't bad. Like, his Spanish isn't terrible. His Spanish in this video is fucking terrible. It sounds like an old white guy trying to speak.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I'm saying in the other video, he didn't sound like that. He sounded decent. But that's that.
Pretty bad.
Maybe next you could try Russian.
I would love to hear that.
Oh, my. Well, you can't say drug. You know, Megadeth fans are called droogies. And he got it from Russian, from the Russian word for friend, which is drug. Mm-hmm. But he goes droog.
But isn't that how they say it in the Clockwork Orange?
Oh,
that's
do they?
Probably why.
Oh.
He got it secondhand from something else. That
You're
also
right.
got it from Russian.
You're right.
Way to do your research.
Was that from his performance
no, he
on
said
Univision?
Univision?
Yon is my Devochka. Drained by lust.
That's from his appearance on RTN.
Pizdets, whatever. That's all the Russian words I know.
What is RTN? What's the other Russian channel? That the major other one?
NTV.
NTV.
Yeah,
are these like the ones broadcast in America?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The okay. U.S. Russian channels.
When was the last time you watched one of those, Rob?
I haven't my mom constantly tries to put on clips. Like, you just have to see this interview clip, what he says. It's so funny. And I'm like, Mom, they speak way too fast for me to understand anything.
Aww.
And I don't, I just don't get it.
Really? You're not, that fluent to understand?
It's weird because, you know, they use a more proper language, and yeah, it's just so fast that I pick up like every third
because
word.
Because you moved out of the house, so you don't have Russian influencing.
Well, it really makes me sympathize with foreigners who watch like American things. Like now I understand when I want something with my mom,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, "What did he say? Could you make it louder?" And I'm like, "What are you not paying attention?" And it's not that she's not paying attention; she just can't comprehend it.
You should now sympathize with me living in Brighton Beach, where everyone speaks Russian.
Oh, well,
at least you get some of
it. The ultimate sympathy, yeah. Like, I can't believe you do that.
I actually really like everything about it, there, except the people walking around.
Well, yeah,
that's the only thing that sucks about it. I actually really like it. My mother-in-law is basically the same, the Indian equivalent of that, because she watches all these. It's called ZTV. That's their the Cablevision Indian channel.
Okay.
And, there's many of them. That's the one she watches. But all they show all day is, novelas, the Indian version of Spanish soap operas.
Yeah.
And they're honestly, identical to Spanish soap operas. They're just,
dramatic.
Yeah, over-dramatic and... I guess American soap operas are like that, too. But it's like the same plots over and over, you know. And then they'll show Bollywood movies and stuff.
Mm.
Like, it's very...
What's your favorite program to watch?
On the Indian channel? I don't know them one from another, but they had one time we just were hanging out in her parents' apartment. And she's like, I'm going to watch a movie. You want to watch? And she turns on this thing, and it was like an E.T. ripoff.
Oh, my God.
It was like a bunch of... kids, and they discover an alien, and the alien, the government's trying to get the alien, and I have no idea what it's called, but they the alien makes them really good at basketball, and they play against the evil kids that always beat them at basketball and bully them, and they win because the alien's making them, you know, shoot 50
foot
jumpers.
How were the special effects on the alien?
All right, think of what you would imagine it to be. It's better than that.
Okay.
It was a pretty fair, nice budget.
Is this a recent movie, or was it from the 80s?
No, the way it looks the way it was shot, it's probably the 90s or late 90s, I would guess.
So Mac and Me.
It's a lot like Mac and Me, and it's no worse than that piece of shit.
Yeah.
By the way, my wife loves Mac and Me.
Oh.
She loves that, but she was a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
She gets a pass. I like a lot of shitty things from my youth.
Monster Squad.
what do you like that's shitty from your youth, Darren?
What, movie-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'd have to sit and think about it. Well, I got a lot of shitty, you know, action movies. Like Zardoz, that's one. That's a horrible film.
I've never seen that. Who's in that?
Off the top of my head, I don't even really remember. Nobody's done.
Okay.
Adventures in Babysitting.
I never liked that movie, really.
I was a fan.
I don't know. I have to think it all. Let me think about it.
What's
all.
The movie with Christina Applegate and she's a babysitter?
Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter.
Yeah,
no,
that's,
yeah
a good,
that's a good one. Love that movie.
I believe it's on one of the HBOs at this very moment right now.
Really?
Probably.
It's just always on HBO.
Oh, Deathstalker. That's a shitty movie that I love.
I don't even know what that is.
That's with the guy from V, Mark Singer. Remember that show?
Oh, my God.
And he's like a just kind of like – it's like a Conan the Barbarian ripoff.
Oh, okay. I think I remember what you're talking about now.
V, that's another terrible thing that I liked as a kid. That remake was awful, though.
I don't think I ever saw.
Just boring awful, not like good awful. Yeah, stuff like that.
I like the Power Rangers as a kid.
Are you going to watch the new movie?
It looks so
stupid. Bryan Cranston is in it.
I might like watch it when it's on HBO or, you know, like streaming. I'm not going to go.
You're
going to
download an illegal torrent. Come on, be honest.
I wouldn't even make the effort.
I'll be seeing that in the theater because my wife, again, loves Power Rangers because she was a kid at that time when that was out. I was already kind of too old for that.
Which Power Ranger would you be?
I don't know.
The blue one?
You want me to ask her? What, me or her?
You.
I don't know one from the other.
It is the yellow one. You're the blue.
What was the yellow one?
I don't know.
Because I'm wearing a
yellow
shirt right now.
I wouldn't know the differences between them, like who's who and everything.
It was a little racist in the original one because the yellow one was Asian.
And there wasn't the black one black, too?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, and the girl was pink.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're very clever, those.
Well, there were two girls, the Asian one and the American one. And the American
one was pink.
Now, in the Japanese one, they didn't have that diversity, did they? Like, because that show was.
No, I think they were all Japanese.
That show was just like all the scenes where they're in these costumes, they just used the Japanese footage.
Right. For the first few seasons, but eventually they kind of.
Okay.
They once it got so big in the U.S., I think they streamlined the production. So
makes sense.
Yeah.
So are they doing that again? Like, is the Black Ranger a black person in the movie?
The Black Ranger, I'm not sure.
I wonder if.
But I know
matters.
That the yellow, the Asian one is not the yellow. The Asian one is like blue, maybe. Or maybe the Asian one is black and the black one is yellow. Hold on, what did they say?
I would feel like that's something you can't fuck with because people are so nerdy about it that like, no, the black guy has to be the Black Ranger. You know, whatever it is, whatever
well,
it was.
Well, they kept changing the characters. Over the years, so I think they did. Like,
oh, is that true? Well, I don't know anything.
They kept rebooting it.
Who's going to be that sorceress? The horns.
Rita? That's Chelsea Handler.
Really?
Are you kidding?
What? So this is going to be like a comedy movie?
No, it's done pretty straight from the trailer I saw.
It looks
Chelsea
like
Handler
it's like it's that? Like the pitch was like, what if Power Rangers was the Dark Knight. Like, that's what the
really?
Pitch is. It's like,
no.
They're
it's
trying
gritty
to go,
like that?
They're going
no.
for, they're totally going for grit.
Can you play the trailer?
It didn't look, well, let me just say, it looks like, on the grit scale, it's higher than the show was.
Well, sure, but that's a very low bar.
Right, but it's still in that same vein, though, I would say. I just want to say, while you're getting that, Mac and me, there's like, do you ever hear that podcast, How Did This Get Made?
Yep.
They did that, and it's the best episode
really?
Of that show.
Cool.
So look that up.
Okay, here's the trailer.
That's a great podcast in general to look up.
We're all screw up.
But somehow, we were all in the same place at the same time when Billy found those coins.
Guys, check out how we glow.
I'm blue.
He feels the glow.
I hear some grit.
No, you're not.
With the music.
Yeah. That's so serious.
We're strong.
Hey, man, we're strong.
The answer to what is happening to you is here. You five are the Power Rangers.
Did I just hear you say we're Power Rangers?
Is this some kind of joke? We're talking to a wall.
I was kind of expecting a little more.
See? Silly.
Is that Andy Dick? Who the fuck was that?
It sounded sort of like Andy Dick.
Well, that character is the comic relief, so sure, but everything else is serious.
Well, there ain't no comic relief in The Dark Knight. I guess the Joker's kind of sarcastically
funny.
Yeah,
but
or what's his name? The butler?
He's not funny in that series.
He has a few moments, but...
Yeah, it's witty.
If you asked me to list 10 characteristics of those
movies,
this is
PG-13. This isn't that. Dark Knight was an R-rated movie, so yeah.
I would say this sounds more like less Dark Knight and more like Transformers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Exactly.
Which is still up in the grit scale from the TV show from the Power
Well,
Rangers.
One's a movie, one's a daytime
sure,
show.
Sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, they went towards that.
Well,
end
of the Transformers was a cartoon, though.
No, I mean the movies of the Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
The Michael Bay.
This is so, like, finely polished. I kind of like the, you know,
bootleggishness.
Yeah, of the TV show.
Yeah, like I have gotten high recently.
Really?
Like as recently as a few minutes ago. Actually.
That wasn't the end of the set.
Took a long pause.
He's high. He got high, and the end of the sentence is he watched the page videos.
Oh.
Fapped.
No. And I watched some of the old Power Rangers. It's
and
so
fapped.
It's so bad, but like you could appreciate it.
Oh, Rob.
He had the Power Rangers on his TV, and then he had the page video on his laptop, so he was multitasking.
And you imagine Paige was the Power Ranger?
I did not fap to Paige. I merely looked at the videos for research.
From a
as a journalist.
You wanted to see which belt was jizzed on so you could replicate.
I wanted to verify the legitimacy of the videos, that it wasn't doctored or anything.
Did Xavier Woods have a large penis? Or did Brad Maddox have a large penis?
How was Xavier?
Brad Maddox was definitely had like a
horse.
Porn star, like Peter North level dick.
Xavier Woods, he is like a little bit shorter than me, and I would say he had a pretty large penis.
Mm-hmm. I'd say like
bigger than yours, Noah?
above average. Oh. No, it wasn't that big. It was all right. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
It's not like you wouldn't. You're saying you wouldn't be in porn with that. It's just only in a sex tape.
Right. Like it wasn't an exaggerated.
No way.
Like Brad Maddox was way bigger than.
You're insulting me. That was.
Well, okay. I'm not going to argue this.
You sort of already are.
I'm not going to argue this, but you're wrong.
Cock wars on the next.
Let's bring up the video, Sid. You just.
Rob actually zoomed into the video to make sure, but
I measured. I took in the perspective.
Yeah. I left my phone vertical. I didn't switch it to horizontal.
You in the tub? Why are you doing that?
That wasn't a sound effect. I stopped playing that.
I'm
like
right here.
So I didn't watch Raw last night, but was Xavier Woods on Raw?
He was on Raw, but in a backstage segment, and they almost immediately faded the crowd. So it was like a 3-minute segment in and out.
Neither he or Paige, like they haven't sent out any tweets since 3 days ago.
Well, her father did, right?
Yeah, both of her parents did that. Like she's in a really bad place.
She's about to cough herself.
Yeah. Can you imagine how many nasty tweets she must have, like nasty messages she must have gotten?
Such a violation. It's just, I feel so bad for her.
It's bad, but I feel like. Not to diminish that she's having problems, but like I don't understand. Like, don't they get that kind of thing all the time anyway? Like people saying shit about them if you're a public figure.
But now the words are attached with like pictures of her butthole.
It's a little bit more uncomfortable. Like something intimate that she sent to somebody is like for everyone's viewing pleasure.
I just think that she like you should have a thicker skin about that stuff, even though it is horrible. I'm not diminishing. That these people are horrible monster miscreants, but you know, you just got to know that people are going to say shit like that and just move on with your life. Like, if you know,
she didn't do anything that most women
right,
don't
she's
do.
She's a consenting adult that had
a 3-way, and then a guy came on a bejeweled belt. You've done that, Noah?
No, have you gotten guys to
come on your belt?
Come on, like random things that aren't your face.
Your certificate?
Your BJJ belt?
Not my BJJ
any
belt.
Any pictures of your BJJ belt?
Not your BJJ belt, but something else?
Uh-oh.
Check our cloud now.
Lead the fifth.
Let's go smell that ghee.
Sid, what haven't you come on? Other than any of us.
I just come into toilets or people or napkins.
Toilets?
Sure.
People.
Yeah, don't
you
remember he was in the hotel and he...
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really shooting it all around.
You'd sit on the bowl and aim down, or you stand up and lift the lid up?
Stand up and lift the lid up.
I don't
you
know.
Kneel, you squat a little bit when you're ready to go.
So you're sitting on the toilet, lid closed, right?
I'm not sitting on
the
toilet at any point.
No, he stands up the whole time.
Oh, you stand up the whole time?
The whole time?
Your back doesn't start hurting?
It doesn't take that long. I try to put on a show.
How long does it take?
I haven't done it that way in a very long time. That was like when I was still living with my parents and my bedroom didn't have a lock on it, so I had to lock myself in the bathroom.
There's no dresser to put in front of your.
Did you bring material
or just
imagination? Like
just I'd have the material in the bedroom and then I'd put the material away and go finish. I'd start off in one place.
You would use his imagination.
Oh, like you would just jerk off in your room? And
I'd start there, yeah.
So, but couldn't they walk in on that?
Or, like, what if they saw you running to the bathroom with a boner?
Wait, but
I didn't run. I was casual about it.
Giant fucking arrow sticking out of his pants.
I never got caught. I was good.
Sydney, are you stealing my candelabras again?
I'm just going to go clean it in the sink, Mom.
Wait, so how long would it take you?
It would vary.
Like
not
10
too
minutes?
Long, no.
Less.
Once I got to the bathroom, it was a pretty quick process. Just the excitement of having made it without being discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Was there like any dribble on the way too?
If it was, it was in my underpants. I didn't have my dick out as I walked the halls of my
leave a slug
apartment.
Trail.
Yeah. Mom slips and breaks her hip on a cum puddle. You can't have that.
Feels just like holodia.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, looks
maybe
like
a little
too.
Bit better.
Now, were there moments where you were like, "Whoa, that's a lot of cum," like where you came so much to that you even impressed yourself?
Did you sit north?
I mean, I'm not really measuring my performance that way. I don't really care.
Once it's done, you're done.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time where you threw a paper towel into the toilet? And then clog the toilet with your cum there.
No. The toilet was a good flush on the toilet. Mm. And I'm not using like 80 paper towels. You keep it, just...
Well, sometimes they say don't flush a paper towel down the toilet. What
Who
if you made
that?
A mistake?
Who says that? You're saying that to me right
Management?
Now?
Management?
You're going to come to me and say that? The fuck out of here with that. I'll flush all the paper towels I want. I know just how many. You have porn on your computer right now, Rob? What are you looking at? I'm seeing a reflection. It looks like it's like a naked lady. Are you looking at the page videos?
No, I'm
We're having this serious discussion?
No, I have this Rammstein cover, and it's just these girls in a classroom.
Oh. Yeah. Are they learning how to hate Jews? That seems like
something. No, it's a Russian folk band of some sort.
Oh,
in what? With Rammstein? I don't understand.
They're covering Rammstein.
Oh, I thought it was like a cover of an album.
Is this better or worse than the Sound of Silence?
Better.
Did we ever listen to Nurgle's Country album?
No.
I'm going to trash it.
I like it. I trash it.
Let's hear this. What song is it? Du Hast?
This is Du Reist So Gott.
The rice is so good?
Yep.
Is this a one-off, or do they do a bunch of Rammstein songs?
I think it's just a one-off.
This is also the intro music for Christina. Your entry music.
I like it very much.
It's fun. What is that weird squealing sound?
It's a saw. It's like a saw with a violin thing.
Oh yeah, there's like
this.
The saw lady on the subway.
Like
I've seen her.
Makes me uncomfortable.
I miss her.
Are there vocals at any point?
No, it's just it's an orchestra.
Of course you're into it. It's an instrumental.
What? I didn't say I like this.
Me did. You said you were into it.
I said... No, that was
I said I liked it. But it's for me, isn't it? So.
Yeah.
Now there's fapping going on in the background.
No, that's not the song.
Yes, it is. I hear it. Just keep the saw away from that man. it ended? Thank you.
I stopped it.
Thank you.
Judarino shared this. We were talking about Power Rangers, and a former Power Rangers actor charged with stabbing roommate to death with a sword.
I remember this was like 5 years ago or something.
Was it a prop
last
from the show?
Last year?
Was that recent? Jeez.
Did that guy just collect swords, or was it a prop?
No, he was charged with murder last
year. Did he go insane and think he was the character on the
show? Yeah. He stabbed his roommate with a sword last year after they argued at their home, and the victim was stabbed multiple times, and he could face life in prison. He wasn't one of the original Power Rangers, though. He was one of the
faux Power Rangers, the villain
ones. Yeah, it was 2 years ago that it happened.
Did he stab him like through, or like what? Do we have info on where he stabbed him?
Well, he killed him. So.
But I'm saying, like, did he bleed out, or
the Power Ranger's name is Ricardo Medina, and the guy he stabbed is Josh Sutter. So it says Medina was arrested on suspicion of murder. Minutes before the stabbing, Medina and Sutter were involved in an argument over the way Medina's girlfriend had parked her car. Medina felt that Sutter had disrespected his girlfriend, and he entered his bedroom with his girlfriend, and Sutter followed them and forced the door open. Medina grabbed a sword that he kept near the door and stabbed Sutter multiple times in the abdomen. He did then call 911 and remained at the scene. Oh, I guess he didn't
stab and run.
Yeah.
Well, he lived there. He probably didn't know where to go.
He was claiming self-defense. But
you're a Power Ranger. You don't need to use a sword. Come on. That's excessive. We know what you're capable of.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Was he in the new movie, though?
He did not make the cut.
Executive producer credit?
I'm pretty sure that's not a thing he gets.
Weapons expert?
Clearly no expert. You didn't get away with it.
That's not part of being a weapons expert. It's just knowing how to use it to kill somebody, and he's clearly pretty good at that.
That's fair.
And then he stayed so he could get full credit for how good he is at that sword. You don't want somebody. You wanted his girlfriend getting credit for that shit.
Who should get the credit? Call 213 Wide Nut.
Yes.
I say Rob.
Rob gets credit for killing that guy?
No. So this Nurgle thing, which did you hear?
Yeah,
have you heard all of the singles, or was there?
I haven't heard anything. And talking to Leroy about Sturgill Simpson kind of reminded
Nurgle Simpson?
Me. Sturgill Simpson was his name.
Yeah, but it sounds like Nurgle.
Nurgle Simpson, right? Exactly. So I just wanted to hear this.
Is Nurgle cancer free? By the way.
Yeah, leukemia free for a while.
Good. Living life.
And it was a great diet because you lost a bunch of weight.
Was he fat before?
He really was.
No.
He really puts the diet into diet.
Oh.
He doesn't. He didn't die.
Right.
That saved that for the Suicide Silence tour.
Okay.
You tried to chase away your thoughts. Can't hear it.
Is this the Power Rangers trailer again?
Is
it the intro.
In a world where country and black metal meet.
No, it's not black metal at all. It's like dark folk. Like dark country. It's kind of like Johnny Cash.
I was just talking out of my ass doing
so this
promo,
He's from Poland, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Christina, just so you have a background.
Mm-hmm.
He's the lead singer of a band called Behemoth.
Okay.
Black metal band from Poland. And he put out a country album.
And also, he's kind of a big celebrity in Poland.
He used to date someone from, like a big pop star in Poland.
Yeah, and he was on their version of The Voice.
Oh, big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was on The Apprentice with Trump.
Yeah.
No.
The Polish Apprentice.
He was a project manager.
I was trying to think of a joke of what the Polish Apprentice would be, and I couldn't come up with anything else.
Screwing in light bulbs.
Actual apprentice.
Yeah.
My church is black.
My
church is black. My Christ is cold. In like Alabama. My cross is
the black church?
I think he means satanic.
Oh, so it's still satanic? But...
Yeah.
Sounds like Joy Division guy. What was that, Ian Curtis? Is that the guy's name? My church is black.
You're not moved by it?
I mean, the song, the thing about it is the song always stays in, like, first gear. There's no, like...
There's no breakdown?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is the whole song. Like, I like it.
It's completely fine and it's completely unnecessary.
Here's another song, and there's just one lyric in the whole song.
Sound like a Leonard Cohen song, almost.
Yeah, I could see that.
But it's like the guy does brutal death metal, and he just wanted to...
Sounds like the opening credits of an HBO series.
Yes, True Detective Season 3. Starring Peter DeLuise and Crispin Glover.
Woke up this morning, went to a black church. Got myself some matches. Burn down a church. Burn myself a church.
It seems like in this world there ain't much loving anymore.
He's Tom Waits.
Yeah,
this.
Definitely go with Tom Waits.
Oh boy, this is
cribbed from every similar type of thing.
This is like open mic night.
He's certainly better at black and death metal. I will agree with you on that.
It's not necessary.
It goes without saying. Zero good at this.
No, you can tell it's professionally done, but there's just nothing remarkable about it at all.
Oh, it's certainly the sound is good.
Yeah.
Content is bad.
Yeah. Mother, is he giving this away for free, or is he actually expecting people to pay for this?
The latter.
Ballsy. Clearly he didn't have testicular cancer, because this is a ballsy move.
Mama, my leukemia's gone.
You should be happy. You should be singing like pop songs right now.
Lovely in the chat says, I just came in. What HBO series theme song are we listening to? Very accurate.
Yeah.
Very, very accurate.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I mean, all right. Good for him. Get the Vanity Project out of the way and then get back to doing what people actually want to hear.
Mama, I'm singing a new genre of music because I can.
Yeah. He probably made a vow to himself. If I survive this disease,